Mosiah chapter 9. Beginning with this chapter, we begin to talk about the, we spend several chapters talking about the people of Limhi and their deliverance. And I begin in this chapter by talking about Zenos. Now, throughout the rest of the Book of Mormon a lot, there's going to be a lot of talk about contentions and the problems and destructions that come to people because they do not follow the Lord. Even though they've had problems up to this time, mostly we've received dissertations on what we should be doing. Well, there's going to be more of that, but nonetheless, we see a lot more examples and information on where people make error, or more importantly, how the devil really works. And nonetheless, most people don't listen to that, and they say, no, well, that Book of Mormon is talking about a bunch of wars and everything, and we don't have that going on in our time. And yet, President Benson has told us that the Book of Mormon is going to be a handbook, and it's going to be, we're going to be able to pick things out of here verse by verse. It'll actually help us in our daily living, which means our daily living during the wars and contentions that are going to come before the Savior comes the second time. And we might study this a little bit, because this story here of Limhi is exceptionally good, because they have some they have several wars, but until they get really ripe, they don't really go into complete captivity. In fact, they win many of their battles. Well, isn't that really what's happened ever since the Book of Mormon came forth? We've had war after war after war. The only difference is we won every one of them. And by, so to speak, saying that we have won, we take great pride in it, and we act like as if, you know, that we're not being hurt at all. But you know, obviously then, someone listening to this tape is not someone who lost their one of their sons in the Vietnam War either. And to them, it's been costly. And then we've seen that in just this generation. But everybody wants to turn their head from it. Not only that, people do not want to see that the great bondage that we have been put into to government and bankers due to these last several wars. Again, no one everybody just doesn't seem to care right now. They've been lulled to sleep, as we learned in 2 Nephi chapter 28. Anyway, in verses 1 and 2, Zenos goes up to spy with an army. He's part of an army that goes up to spy on the Lamanites, and he sees good in them. So therefore, he doesn't want them destroyed by that army, so he tries to talk them out of it. And a big contention arises because the leader of the army is a bloodthirsty man, and he wants to show his power as in the army, and so therefore there's a big contention and therefore the remainder of the army, which included Zenos, returns back to Zarahemla. But having seen them, he wants to go up there and live with them, and he wants to go back and possess the land of Nephi, which their fathers had came from, but the point is here that this is his desire. And in verse 3 we see that he says he's overzealous, which means that he has these personal desires, and he wants to fulfill his personal desires. He doesn't want to listen to the Lord. And it was his determination that the Lamanites were good. And we know this was all done in his own mind, because it says then in verse 3 that they were slow to remember their Lord, meaning that as they then finally did gather a troop and a group to go back and possess the land, as they are journeying back, they have many afflictions, and they have these because he didn't remember the Lord when he was making his decision, and he didn't continue to remember the Lord, and that means he did not include the Lord in his exact decision. Now, when we move or when we go anywhere, do we include the Lord in all our decisions? Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing, and he did not. He thought it was really good that they should go up there and live with the Lamanites, and so they were afflicted. But nonetheless, during their travels, while they were being afflicted, they did arrive there. But notice it did not say that they finally did remember the Lord, and so they do arrive, and then they're able to make agreements with the Lamanites that they can go ahead and live amongst them. And when they're given this land or this area where they can live by the Lamanites, they really start building the place up. So they were an industrious people. They worked hard. They were good people. But nonetheless, they made their determinations themselves. So they did not remember the Lord. And so afflictions were brought upon them. And soon the Lamanites after 12 years, came down to him. Now, again, I say that we continue to have wars in our country every we had World War One, and then we waited 20-something years, and then we're in another big world war. Then we wait for 5 or 6 years, we got the Korean War. And then we wait another 12 years or so, and we have the Vietnam War. So these times of waiting 12 years is not unrealistic of our time. In fact, as we'll see, they come to battle, and then they in the next chapter we'll see they have peace for a while again, and they really only had one battle. But they then have peace again, and that peace lasts for 22 years. And when we went into a war, these weren't just one little battle. Our wars lasted for years. But we go, well, that's okay, because for some reason we became hard to this concept of war and whatever it's supposed to accomplish. And at best, we run around and revile against the patriotism of our country and during the war, which is again like they're king men, instead of just not getting in the war in the first place. And the whole idea of why we've been in war is a mass confusion, and that's not the point here. The point here is that our history is worse than it was in the time of Limhi and what they were doing with the Lamanites. We just don't pay attention to it. But we've continued to have these wars, and they do not stir us up in remembrance of our God. Partially, we as the individuals and stuff, we might think of that, but as a nation, it does not make us say, let's turn to God and tailor our nation the way God tells us to. And in fact, it's been the opposite. After every war, we've turned more and more to government, and more to our armies, and more to the world. And again, our history as America and the history of the church since Joseph Smith is not a very long time in relationship to this Book of Mormon. And it just goes so fast that we don't pay attention until they have their big gigantic wars that we'll see in the times of Alma and the times of Moroni and stuff. But we've had long wars also. They finally ended up surviving those wars, but again, even in that, they did not want to turn to the Lord. Well, I don't want to. I know that gets in detail talking about these wars, but I'm doing my best to try and stir up us to remember that we are having these wars. What we have not had is we have not had captivity, and captivity was not the common thing of the Nephites either. But they just kept having to have wars and these afflictions and these problems. And then finally they had captivity, and that's where we're at. We've had all these afflictions. We have not listened to the Lord. In fact, we've got worse and worse. And so we can next expect to be put into captivity or to be completely destroyed, whichever one the Lord has in mind. And therefore, we need to awake to these scriptures and see what they say. Well, nonetheless, the king Limhi or king Zenith, and with his people, they have these battles with they then have this big battle with the Lamanites, and they win, and they go away, and they praise the Lord that they won, but they also talk about it. They had to mourn for the great numbers that were lost, because they don't. They didn't pay attention to the fact that winning the battle wasn't what was important. What would have been more important was that they didn't have the battle in the first place, and whether they remember the Lord in the first place and do what he said, they wouldn't have lost the people. They probably wouldn't have been up in that land in the first place. But notice that in verse 12 it says that before they went to battle, before they had that war, they saw that the Lamanites were a lazy and an idolatrous people. Now, pay attention to that. I mean, and remember too that idolatrous in Scripture means that they loved the work of their own hands, and they loved property, and they loved everything but God, and they loved government. They loved everything that they put other things to dominate them and put their interest in rather than God. Well, the important thing here is that now you see, back in verse 3, when he decided they were a good people and he wanted to go up and see them, he had not consulted with the Lord. Now, the people of Zenith and or the people of Limhi, whichever time you're talking about, are good people. And they were industrious, they did good things, but the fact is they did not remember God and they did not tailor their lives after God. So being a good people is not what is essential. What is essential is that you serve God. We are in this. If we wanted to be good, we could have stayed in heaven. We're here to make the clear decision that we want to follow Jesus Christ, and we want to serve the principles as taught by God, and that these are the things that we have of value, not our own lives, not what we think, not what the devil thinks, not what the world wants. We're here to make that choice. And if we don't make, and if we make the choice for the world, then the Lord will put these little battles and wars on us to try and stir us up to say, what again is our purpose in life? And our purpose in life is to learn to find our God and to serve Him, not to serve ourselves.